Your radio friend, WRJN.
In Kenosha right now, it's cloudy, 33 degrees, 32 Burlington, Milwaukee 30, 32 in Racine. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.
What a morning around here. Yeah. Holy moly. It's been great. So I've been talking to my cousin Zach, the Channel 2 sports anchor down there in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
They are so busy, I'm having trouble getting them on this week.
Well,
from the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I would think they would be.
That's why Clemens is down there.
You tried getting him?
Yeah.
Busy?
He's very busy.
Yeah.
What are they doing? I mean, really? What could they be so busy about that they don't have time for your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host? If you go on Facebook, on Mike Clemens' Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
you see the house where he and Bill Michaels are staying.
He mentioned that, yeah.
All it has is a bed. It's an empty house.
Well, you're not there much of the time.
No, but you want to kick back, you know, watch some news, log on to WRJN.com to hear the great Tom Karkle's local newscasts. Don't you?
Wow, getting thick in there. No, they probably would want to go out.
They go out, but I mean...
Imagine what the prices are down there right now. Holy man.
Well, that house can't be very pricey. It's got nothing in it.
Well, again, if you're only there just to sleep, you know, use it as a home base, what's the difference?
Well, that's why I'm here, because he's so busy covering the Super Bowl, Clemens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get an update of sports, and then we will continue the community conversation on the other side.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles.
In Horizon League play, the women's coaches poll comes out later today. Hockey Badgers in the U.S. College Hockey Online top 20 for the first time in 27 months. They come in at 18 this week after back-to-back wins over Minnesota and 2 over Ohio State. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
He's thought-provoking and a whole lot of other things, too. Glenn Klein, 9 till 2, right here on WRJN.
Not a way that your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host has often been described. He's so shy. The Pointer Sisters on your radio, friend. 13 minutes before 10 o'clock on a tremendous Tuesday morning. This is Glenn Klein, along with Mark Eichhorst in the studio for Community Conversations. Well, Mark, we had to ugly it up a little bit because it was getting a little out of hand. We've had some very attractive people of the female persuasion in between Carrie Grieving and Jill Gilmore.
Yes,
and actually, Rich Smith from the Snowdance 10-Minute Comedy Festival from the Over Our Head Players is actually a very handsome man.
You know how to make a guy feel welcome. I can go out to my truck and get my tiara if you want me to have that on.
I kind of like the Schlitz it's baseball cap.
That's my tiara.
Ripped up baseball hat?
Yeah. It's a tiara in a way.
When's the last time you had a Schlitz?
What time is it?
Do you actually drink that?
Of course.
Wow.
Come on. Where were you? Come on. You're not from around here, are you?
Not originally, no.
I can tell.
No, I am.
I can tell. Your Bears mug and your Cubs t-shirt gave you away.
And my Cubs W flag flying in the studio.
Yeah, I saw that. That's...
My Cubs tattoo.
It's kind of disgusting.
See this?
Yeah.
Can you see it?
Hold on. It's a shame you did that to your body.
I don't think so. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that bad boy.
That's great.
Actually, my favorite establishment on the planet is called Pitlick Sand Beach Resort. It's a quarter mile from our lake house in Eagle River. And not only do they serve Schlitz, but they have a huge Schlitz sign hanging over their dock on Sand Lake.
There you go.
In Eagle River.
Smart people up there.
Yeah.
With really refined taste.
Not really. That is one wretched beer, I'll tell you.
Well, it's a matter of opinion. It's a matter of opinion there, Cubby.
Where do they brew it these days?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. It was tossed around. I don't know. It might be like a I don't remember. Someone else. It was like a Stroh thing for a while. Now it's somewhere else. Pabst is its own thing again though, and that's coming.
It is.
Yeah, it's
coming. PBR.
They're gonna make it again in Milwaukee. I heard
PBR very popular in my former hometown of Tampa.
Smart people there too.
Yeah.
With wonderful taste buds.
No doubt about it. Rich Smith has great taste. He's the manager and artistic director of the Over Our Head Players. We're going to be talking about the 27th Snowdance 10-Minute Comedy Festival, which starts this Friday. You got any tattoos?
I do. I've got my daughter's names on my foot, and I've got our theater logo on my other foot.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't. No, you won't find a cub or a bear on my body.
Well, that's all right. You're entitled.
No offense. I'm having a hard time getting over this. I apologize.
See, haters. We were talking about this before.
Yeah.
Chicago haters.
Absolutely. Yeah. Born and raised.
What are your daughter's names on your foot?
Samantha and Carly.
Very nice. Carly, Carly.
L-I-E.
L-I-E.
Yeah, her mom and I decided to keep it interesting.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. And let's see the logo for the...
The logo?
For the Over Our Head Players.
Yeah,
he's taking his shoe off as we speak.
It's a logo. We've been in business now. This is our 25th season.
That's amazing.
Of live theater in beautiful downtown Racine. And we drew this name out of a hat, the Over Our Head Players. We drew it out of a hat. That's the Oopie head there. That's his face. It's upside down because my foot is pointed up.
Correct.
Yeah, but it's that friendly little smiley Oopie face, O-O-H-P, Over Our Head Players.
And did it hurt on your foot?
I'll tell women no, but I'll tell you, Mark, yeah, it hurt.
We have women. We have women listening.
No, shut up.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, we really do.
I thought they just left.
Well, we had a couple women leave, okay. But we actually have women working here at the radio station and in our audience.
No, it hurt. Top of the foot, it hurt.
Yeah, I would imagine. See, I've got the two tattoos I have are on my shoulders, or mm-hmm. The side of my arms, and it didn't feel great. But I hear the closer to the bone, it's not so pleasant.
Mm-hmm. It'd have felt better if that was a Brewer or a Packer logo. It would have gone on so much nicer.
Have you seen the logo? It's a great logo. It's the Packers, Brewers, and the W in Wisconsin badges all combined.
Yep.
That should be your next tattoo.
Maybe. I'll think about it.
Yeah. What is the winning entry at the Snowdance Comedy Festival get? Do they get a tattoo?
If they would like, sure, we'll do that. I've got needles. I'll do it. But no, they get a cash prize. They get $500.
$500
for winning best in snow, first place.
Not best in show.
Not best in snow. Best in show. Best in snow.
Best in snow. Yeah. Who came up with that one?
I did. Kind of clever, huh?
Pretty clever.
Once in a while, I get lucky.
Yeah.
Yep.
How many entries this year, and from how many states and countries?
284 entries. From like 45 of our finest states and Illinois, and we had international. We had Canada, Australia, Great Britain. One of our finalists that we picked is actually Australian, so we've got an Australia play in the mix. Yeah,
lucky that the seven countries that are banned now from immigration don't have any. That'd be a challenge.
Yeah, we would have probably had to send the script back.
Or you could have, in protest, actually welcomed them to the Sixth Street Theater. How about that?
I don't want to break any laws.
You're not a lawbreaker?
I'm not a law. Well, no, I'm not a lawbreaker. No.
Yeah. You're just a chops buster is what you are. He is Rich Smith. He's the managing artistic director of the Over Our Head Players Theater. And we're talking about the 2017 Snowdance 10-Minute Comedy. It starts this Friday at their Sixth Street Theater. For the beautiful humans, Rich, they have no idea what we're talking about. Please explain the concept, how it started, and how it has evolved.
Yeah, we've got this wonderful little storefront theater in downtown Racine. We're kind of inspired by a lot of the storefront theaters that you'll find in downtown Chicago, north side of Chicago, New York City, other places.
She said Chicago there?
Love that sort of stuff. Chicago is really good for theater.
Okay.
I love their theaters. But you know, they're sports teams and I don't get along. So yeah, so it's kind of inspired by that, and we've got this great downtown area, and so our style and our little space fit right in there. We've got an 85 seat theater. And we were in our whatever season it was. We're 25 years old now, and it was 13 years ago. And we thought, what a great idea it might be to take submissions of 10-minute comedies. It was kind of a thing nationwide in the theater world. You know, plays are getting shorter, attention spans are getting shorter, and so we thought, let's see who sends stuff in. And the first year we were blown away. We hardly advertised it, and we thought we might get some local entries and whatever, and we got, I don't remember, but well over 100 entries from around the country.
13 and, years ago.
Yeah, and we had a great festival. People loved it, so we said, let's do it again. And so every year we've done it, it's grown. It's at a point now where playwrights respect it and seek it out and want to win it, which is fantastic. We've had a number of the plays we've produced go on to be professionally produced, and so the over our head players are listed inside of a lot of script covers.
So the over our head players perform the scripts. They perform the 10-minute plays.
Yeah, of the 284, we picked 10 that we think were the funniest. And we rehearse them, put them together, build them. And then when you come to see a snow dance show, you see all 10 of them in rapid fashion, just one after the other with a little sketch material in between. And with your ticket, you get a ballot. And then you vote on the play that you thought was the funniest, and that's how we crown our winner. It's a great time.
How many over our head players are in each performance?
That's a good question. We've got an ensemble this year of, I think, 13 actors from Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha area. And everyone's in maybe three or four, you know.
So like
of the 10, if they're so in the first, different faces.
If they're in the first, they're not going to be in the second.
Yeah, usually not. Right, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we spread it around like that. Make it make sense.
And so how long, so you got 10 minute performances, that's 100 minutes, I can even figure that out.
That's pretty
so
good that, that's for a Bear fan. That's for that's, nice.
So that's an hour and 10 minutes. An hour and 40 minutes. And so how long does it take to, when you go to see the performances Friday night, how long are you there for?
Yeah, we never let Snow Dance go over 2 hours total. And it's 10 minutes or less. So sometimes these plays come to us and we had a play one time. It was only a minute long. It was just this quick lights up, some funny stuff happens, lights went down. And it won some money, too. It didn't get first place. So it's 10 minutes or less. So the longest play, I think, in this year's competition is a little over 9 minutes. And the shortest one is around 6 or 7.
And then once the 10 plays are seen, then is the voting open at that point?
Yep. Everyone gets their little ballot, and it's kind of fun. You know, the play's over, and the actors come out and take their bow, and then there's usually this moment of applause, and the lights come up, and everybody leaves the theater. With Snow Dance, it's like the actors take their bow, the lights come up, and then you just hear all this mumbling as people take their pens out and go over their cards and talk to each other.
You total the performances go until March 5th. Then you total all the scores after the March 5th.
Yeah.
Performance.
Yeah, what's really fun is that we have Anna Clemente is our ballot counter. She's on our board of directors, and so she's counting everything as this is going on. And when we get into our final performance on Sunday, she's got all the numbers right there. The show's over. We collect the ballots, and she adds them right up. We take a second intermission, so the audience that comes to the last show literally finds out the winner like 10 minutes after the show's over. We have a little closing ceremony celebration and announce the winners right there.
For the voting, more advantageous to be a first or an early play or one of the latter ones?
It's worked. You know, it's worked both ways. I will say that the latter ones end up with a little more attention for whatever reason. It seems to go that way sometimes.
Do you mix up the order during the course of the weeks?
No, that would be chaos. Yeah, there's so much that goes on. It's like a musical, man. I mean, everybody's... You're going from dialogue to sketch comedy to moving scenery to, you know, everything just falls right into place. It's
how often do actors who they may have their own favorite performance, do they throw the other ones?
That was kind of a fun thing that early on we used to take a backstage pool to see, you know, who was going to win and this and that. And then we thought, well, you know, we should just all be rooting for each other. We should just all be worrying about making sure the show is overall as funny as we can make it.
In the 13 years, funniest play that you can remember, and what was it about?
The funniest play, still my favorite, is a play called Dressed Up Like a Douche. And it was by a playwright from Boston. I can say that. It was by a playwright from Boston. It was about two guys who have had one too many cocktails, and they were going over the lyrics of Revved Up Like a Deuce, Another Runner in the Night by Manfred Mann. And they were too drunk and decided that the lyrics were, you know, dressed up like a douche.
I used to think that when I was a kid.
Nobody knows what the lyric to that song are. So it's a very fun play. It won hands down that year that it was in.
Check it out. It's the Snowdance 10-Minute Comedy Festival. It starts this Friday, runs through March 5th at the 6th Street Theater. He's Rich Smith, the manager and the artistic director of the Over Our Heads Players. What is the website, sir?
OverOurHeadPlayers.org. OverOurHeadPlayers.org. We've still got some tickets available for our Thursday night performances. You can get those online or give Kevin in our box office a call at 262-632-6802.
Now, here is the pivotal question.
Do it.
As we leave you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you serve Schlitz at the 6th Street Theater?
We serve Pabst.
No Schlitz.
Pabst in a can, my friend. Pork chop in every can.
Your radio friend is on AM 1400 WRJN Racine, FM 98.1 Kenosha, and FM 99.9 Racine.
Good times. Your tremendous Tuesday Hour of Power follows WRJN Covering the World at 10 o'clock.
High Court nominee, knocking down drug prices. I'm Evan Haining. President Trump will unveil his pick for U.S. Supreme Court at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Correspondent Pamela Brown reports.